This is the beginning of the digital age. Computers are not instruments. By definition, they are general purpose machine of the empirical world, and their nature changes according to the instructions given. The series of instructions, the algorithm, determines the machine or what the machine is. The algorithm can exist in abstracto, in a world of transcendental ideas without machines. However, it can only execute in hardware, not apart from it. At the moment of execution, the algorithm changes the nature of the general purpose machine to a special purpose machine, gives concrete evidence of a transcendental idea, and manifests itself in the empirical world of time and space. This change of general purpose to special purpose is the instrument, the manifestation of a transcendental idea. Implicitly, instruments are defined by limitations. Limitations clearly shape the instrument, and dialectically, the more limited the instrument is, the more it expresses the idea. This is the reason for aesthetics to emerge. Because they are born at the moment, the special purpose machine executes very particular instructions. Aesthetics are particularities in the empirical world, and it is only because of their particularity that they are capable of cosmological manifestations, as they are absolute expressions in a world that is limited to time and space. Aesthetics are therefore bound to the machine. What we listen to is the instrumental machine. What we listen to is the digital analog converter. What we listen to is what the machine is. It is the algorithm that enables us to move with absolute freedom through the empirical world of the machine, as if it play without purpose and with cosmological ideas in mind. That is, free improvisation that is free from free improvisation. If we suppose a purpose, it is our liberation through the instrument. This is our play with, or our intuition of, the machine as an instrument of transcendence to the cosmological idea. As instruments are spacecrafts, vehicles to manifest the reaches of the cosmological ideas.